The top ag stories of 2005. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. This time of year, many of us take stock of what happened in the old year, and 2005 is being seen as not a bad year for farmers. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Agriculture Department Chief Economist Keith Collins says there were several strong, positive developments this past year.
First of all, we had a very strong farm economy and national economy. Our exports for the current fiscal year are projected to be $64.5 billion, an all-time record high. We had very good harvests, the second largest corn crop, the largest cotton crop ever, for example. So farmers were not beset with widespread drought or crop losses. Farm income for 2005 is expected to be the second highest ever, and so that's very positive. And we put BSE pretty much behind us now.
With this historic announcement a few days ago from Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns.
Well, I am very pleased to announce that the Japanese market is now open to U.S. beef products.
And meanwhile, Keith Collins says, Congress in this past year passed the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Ethanol production boomed, and Congress gave it a nice boost for the future.
We saw the passage of the Energy Policy Act of 2005, which puts a mandate in for renewable fuels for years to come.
But on the other side of the coin, speaking of fuels, farmers and all of us saw a huge increase in prices for fuel and energy-related products. We saw hurricanes destroy crops and infrastructure and disrupt transportation. And, of course, there was the avian influenza concerns, which continue. And some farmers faced a shortage of farm workers due to the tightening up of our borders. But still, Keith Collins and Frank Sinatra agree once again that, in general, for agriculture in 2005...
It was a very good year.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Have a safe day and join us again tomorrow on the TRN.